Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You're now into hour number three. Thank you so much for riding the shotgun with us today in the fight against the most degenerate, blood-sucking, control-freak sadists you can imagine. They are the synthesis of weakness and wickedness. They love dumbing you down and turning you into cattle that they can put in little cages and then suck dry when they feel like it. We're standing up as humanity with God's help and saying we're not your slaves, we're not your property, we're not buying your lies anymore, we're tired of your corruption, your drug dealing, your poisoning the vaccines, your financial scams with the Federal Reserve, your phony wars, your lies. We're not going along with it. We're standing up against it. We're free human beings, and we declare independence against you and your satanic forces. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and our greatest enemies are the neocon socialist big government promoting gun-grabbing pimps who pose as conservatives to neutralize you, the good conservative people of America. And we declare war on the neocons and their fraud in the info war. I step in to my own massive info war artillery piece, and I fire and fire and fire on you with the truth. I smash your capital ships. I lay waste to your pillars and your pyramids of lies, and more of us are manning the weapon systems to the point that you can't launch the smallpox attacks. You can't nuke the cities and blame it on foreign enemies to set up your police state because people aren't buying it, and your own criminal system will implode on itself. You will be defeated. Resistance to us is futile. The victory is already ours. We are assured of it. Wickedness always implodes, always brings itself down, and you will be defeated. Your evil, your kidnapping, your murdering, your sickening degeneracy is being exposed. Now, we'll go to calls. This is a bunch of them, then I'll get into the microchipping news. The police have to take the microchip. All this news, it's all come out now. Let's go ahead and talk to who? Hank in Colorado. Hank, go ahead and thanks for holding.
Am I there?
Yes, sir.
Really? Oh, wow. Waited about 2 hours.
You know, what happened is I got you skipped in the call list, and they said, hey, you haven't gone to Hank, so I apologize.
That's okay. No problem. Hey, I'm going to tell you, this new world government stuff you're talking about, I just, like, kind of got turned on to your radio station lately. I've known for like about 8 or 10 years. I've been harassed, had jets, helicopters, had my picture taken. It happens. It really does. And those people out there that you're talking to,
well, they admit that the Pentagon's doing a lot of that type of stuff domestically. Are you a member of some type of organization?
No, not really. I'm like kind of Mr. I was a hermit.
Okay, well, that was, they just thought that you were, they thought you were growing marijuana or something, sir. You've just been investigated for marijuana cultivation.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's the most common thing in the statistical analysis overlay. That's a prime projection.
It's impossible where I was living in Colorado.
Okay.
But whatever, I don't know. There's so much I'd like to tell you, and I don't, there's not enough time. I dated a girl, her parents wrote a paper, it's called the Outlook out in California, and is they told about this stuff happening years and years ago.
Yeah, a lot of people have known for a long time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but
okay, Hank, good to hear from you. Appreciate you being involved. Take care. We'll go to Dave and Maggie and others. We'll get back. 1-800-259-9231. The waiting's over. I'll get to all your calls. 800-259-9231. And all the news and a recap of some top stories. This last hour will be jam-packed.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. I want to get into Bush, admitting that it was a staged, scripted press conference last night in detail. He just slipped up last year in his last press conference. Never does these, really. And said it was scripted. Now he went into detail about it. We have the transcript. We'll also play some of the audio. Also, chip implanted in cop's hand would allow only officer to fire a gun. There's a move to make it the law. That's the Sun Sentinel. Also, FDA approves human brain implant devices and says we all need it. That's some more of what is coming up here on the broadcast. Right now, let's get back to your calls, though. Let's go ahead and go to Dave in Colorado. Dave, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Fine.
I got a couple questions and a comment.
Okay.
Number one, I was listening to Jim Norrie the other night.
George Norrie.
Or George, I'm sorry. And he was talking about your meeting on the 22nd.
Yeah, I'm going to be a guest on the show.
Yeah. And he said there was going to be two people with you, Alex Quarz and Jim Maher. Do you know them?
They didn't say Quail?
Quails, okay. Yeah. And Jim Maher, do you know them?
I know. I've been on other shows with Maher's, great guy. And Quail is also, he's been on this network before. Yeah, he's a pretty good guy.
Okay. Okay, I was just kind of worried about them. I thought maybe they were going to try to stick a couple neocons in there with you. Also, have you heard anything about this Blackwater? It's basically what it is it's hired mercenaries from private industries such as DynCorp and Halliburton and some others.
Yeah, the Patriot Act, they're going to be given police powers here domestically, and DynCorp has been convicted of kidnapping 200,000 women and children in Bosnia alone, so it's a real nice group to have running things here domestically.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to do all the dirty work for the
United
States.
We're also
States.
Doing the dirty work in Iraq. They're not counting all of their dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Which is in massive numbers.
Exactly.
You know. And they also have been caught being the people engaging in some of the massacres in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Exactly.
And then our troops get the brunt of the response to that.
Exactly. And my comment is, and I know he's probably listening today, Kelly Rushing, please do something about this, what they did to you. I mean, you need to go after them.
I hear you. You need to go after them civilly.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call.
You bet.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, Kelly Rushing gave a Ron Paul video, one of my videos, to a state trooper. The state trooper thought that being anti-government, you know, that is exposing corrupt government. That's what he considers anti-government, to be illegal here in America. So they arrested him and charged him. And he went to trial, unbelievably, and then he was found not guilty, thank God. But that shows the insanity. That shows what they like to do. It shows they're now the KGB. And Kelly's so nice, he's like, oh, I don't know if I'll sue him. I mean, he's got an open and shut case. The guy who had the sign in his yard saying our court system's a joke, who got arrested, he's got a massive lawsuit being prepared, and it's open and shut. And we've got to do this so they don't think it's normal. This is official oppression, false arrest. It's the First Amendment, you lunatics, you crazies, you control freak, wannabe despots. This is America, the United States of America. This you're not our owners, you're not our gods. What's wrong with you? I'm not against you. I'm trying to keep you from getting deadly vaccine shots from the feds. I'm trying to keep you from being forcibly implanted with chips. I'm trying to keep you from being, you know, put in no-knock warrants that are so dangerous to your safety. I'm trying to get you fools to listen to me about the crime syndicate that's your bosses. And stop being so naive. The bigger your drug war gets, the more people are in prison. And the more drugs get on our streets. Your bosses ship it in. They own the private prisons. Oh, man. Let's just look at the old Alex Jones or something here today. I'm just so angry. Because I know they're about to kill a bunch of us, as usual, to scare us back into line. You know, they butcher one of the sheep in front of us and go, now, do what the wolf says, or more are going to die. Let's go ahead and talk to Maggie in Texas. Maggie, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have some information relevant to the call you received at the very end of yesterday, in which somebody called in inquiring about the present legal status of micro radio broadcasting. It happens that on February 24th of this year, a segment of the Power Hour dealt with exactly that issue and more issues pertaining to micro broadcasting, and the program was so great that I've taped it. So I can paraphrase what they had to say about the legal aspect first, and I can actually send you that tape.
Right, for those that just joined us, it's people putting up unlicensed low-watt transmitters on frequencies that are not occupied and serving communities with different types of programming. And I'll tell you where it stands is that it's civil. They can come after you civilly. They don't, in a lot of cases, and the first offense isn't very serious. It gets more serious down the line. And I think that we should have more local community radio stations. But this monopoly of Clear Channel is trying to stop that. Go ahead.
Well, right. As you say, it's a great public service. The guest they had was a man named Sam Britton, and he was described as vice chairman of the Micro Broadcasters Association. And he took a two-pronged position. One is that these interstate broadcasts are not within the jurisdiction of the FCC.
Yeah, the FCC can only regulate according to their own code what broadcast over state lines.
Apparently, yeah. And apparently at least one station has gotten an admission in writing of that. And the other part of it invokes a section of Title 47 of the U.S. Code.
Yeah, when we're under an emergency edict by Congress, which we've been under ever since 1930, every year it's reissued, then you're allowed to have your own transmissions in emergency situations. But they don't, again, they ignore their own code.
Well, apparently, right now they're allowing people to broadcast. And another part of the...
Look, if you're a public school or a college or a car dealership, you can have a micro, but then when it's political, they'll selectively enforce against it.
Well, the other thing that was covered that I thought was interesting was that he talked about how easy it actually is to start up your own micro broadcasting station with a turnkey system, and these things are available at reasonable cost.
Very interesting. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Holland in Virginia. Holland, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Holland.
I'm a relatively new listener to your show, but I'm also a neighbor to Colonel Grand Prix that you had on a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And he and I chat quite frequently. I'm also something a little different, and this may offend some of your listeners, but I'm what's known as an unreconstructed Confederate. My ancestors, I've traced back at least six generations.
You don't accept the illegal authority of the expansionist, violent federal government and of Reconstruction, and so you don't recognize it.
Absolutely. I look at myself right now as being in membership in an occupied nation. Okay, that being the Confederate States of America.
And they've had other declarations of an occupied country.
Yep.
1933, 1947, they always are expanding it.
Absolutely. Now, the lady that you had on a guesting here earlier this afternoon, she was speaking about things that we could do economically to put a crimp in their style. A couple of years ago, when they pulled the sale of battle flags and whatnot out of Walmart, I called the local manager down here at the Walmart and told him I would do no more business with them. And that's been about 2.5 years ago now.
You shouldn't do business with them to begin with.
Yeah, well, his attitude was, well, you know, if that's the way you feel, then that's just the way it's going to have to be. So I noticed they're still in business, and I haven't been back. But anyway...
Well, Walmart's in trouble nationwide.
Yeah, okay, but now, I agree with you. They're going to stir something up because, you know, this thing goes way back. This abscess, we can trace that back fairly clearly to at least 1830 or maybe, you know, the 1820s. But
Andrew Jackson, on his deathbed, they said, what's the greatest thing you did in your life? He said, I killed the bank, stopping the British bankers from taking over.
Absolutely, but I think you're right in this regard. You know, people look at the what happened on 9/11 as being something that is it's never happened before. But I've got ancestors, and I know friends of mine have ancestors whose wives and children and mothers were murdered by the likes of Sheridan and Hunter and Sherman down here. And so, you know,
hey, look, in Antigua, Texas, where the Joneses are from, we own the hotel in downtown. The troops came in and burned it down and raped and murdered a bunch of the women. And then the men all got together on horseback and went and killed all them.
It's in the
history books here in Texas. But my family went and slaughtered a bunch of the northern troops. And then they were called terrorists.
Well, anyway, I fly my battle flag out here. And the reason being, you know, I lost an uncle that I never got to meet. My dad served with General Patton. When my dad died, as his eldest son at his funeral, I was given the folded stars and stripes. And I looked at it there one day, you know, just more or less reminiscing some of the times that we'd spent together. And I threw the sucker in the wood stove in the winter of, I guess, 98, because basically right now that thing is flying over, killing 4,000 or 5,000 babies a day. It's flying over the same-sex marriages and relationship thing. It's flying over unconstitutional money and a myriad of unconstitutional things. So I looked at my battle flag, and this thing was basically brought up and used in 1862. So, by golly, buddy, we've been fighting terrorism down here since 1862 with that battle flag. And so people ought to realize that that battle flag is a thorn in their side because it's a symbol of, it's not a symbol of slavery, it's a symbol of freedom. And that's why this New World Order hates that. Now, back to what you said about they're going to do something in the city to hurt us. They're going to... physically, because they want our blood for putting them to so much trouble. Okay? When they get all the money they want and all the power they want, they're ultimately going to come after more of our blood because that's going to what it's going to take to satisfy their appetite. They hate us that much.
Well, they do enjoy killing us. I mean, they have to get over their conscience, but it's all about power. Thanks for the call.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want to jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Okay, here's the deal. In the interest of getting to all the news I haven't detailed yet and to airing the clip of Bush admitting that the press conference was totally scripted yesterday and airing the press conference from the eve of war with his business partner, Saddam Hussein, where he said it was scripted, we're going to take a few more calls, then we're going to come back and play these clips, and then I'm going to cover news. So I'm done with calls here in a few minutes, unfortunately. I like taking your calls. I love it. But I got to cover this other news, the chips and the police and all the rest of it. Let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. And I don't think, you know, you get people that tune in here sometimes and hear some of your your rages that you go into. They just don't understand, if they're not following this kind of stuff, how easy it is to not, I don't know, it gets to you after
Here's
a while.
Here's an analogy. If your neighbor you knew had kidnapped a child and sold him into slavery, what would you do when you saw that neighbor out front?
Yeah, it'd be pretty...
Would you hate their guts?
I'm not sure how I would react, but yeah, that would be pretty darn. You'd be pretty.
Okay, imagine if they never got in trouble.
Oh yeah.
And didn't go to jail. Would you get even madder?
Oh yeah.
Dying poor, kidnapped 200,000 women and children, convicted in civil court. Their own people quit and went public, and now they've been rewarded with more contracts for the UN, for the US, for the globalists, and they're going to be running Merck teams domestically with police powers in America. Mm-hmm. Now that makes me want to scream. The CDC admits that they're knowingly putting thimerosal in the vaccines in increased levels. They admit in increased levels the vaccines are staying in. They admit it's brain damaged millions of children, and they're not going to stop. That makes me want to scream. They're putting stuff in vaccines to sterilize women. They've been caught. They're going to keep doing it. That makes me quite angry.
Yeah. Pretty rough.
You'd be a sicko if you didn't get angry, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd be some type of demonic jellyfish.
I mean, a lot of stuff, I end up just kind of chuckling as a nervous response because you can't, it's either laugh or cry or throw something. I mean,
I just want to tell the degenerate yuppies that just want to, you know, ignore all the stuff we're saying when we document it up one side and down the other, that this is all going to affect you. You can't let evil go on against your neighbor. And then not have it come back on you in a climate like that. We are creating hell on earth. Go ahead.
That's what a lot of people don't realize that are involved in keeping this going, is that they are expendable. Once, and I think that was touched on in The Patriot, where the guy asks him, why should he trust him if he's going to go against his countrymen? And that's their attitude, I think. A lot of these guys don't realize they're out there enforcing this unconstitutional patriot.
They scientifically always target our troops with deadly vaccines, deadly uranium, deadly Agent Orange.
They're expendable, yeah. Like
they put the chips in the cops and the military first. They put the GPS in the cops' cars first. They do it to their own people first.
Like Longshanks firing arrows on his own people in the what's the Mel Gibson film?
Braveheart.
Braveheart. Those troops, we'll hit their troops too. But yeah, he killed a bunch of his own. Well, one of the things, I just saw Waco's Rules of Engagement for the first time the other day, and it dovetails real nicely with your film on Waco. And that's got me, you know, kind of under my collar. But I thought I'd mention that. It's playing on one of the satellite networks now. I can't remember ever so often.
I hear you. Got to let you go. Well, call. Final call of the day. Kevin. Kevin in California. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
How you doing?
Fine.
I was actually calling. You know, with that new blood, the fake blood they're putting in, do you know what that is? Is that just a totally fake solution? Or?
Yeah.
I do know that.
The Japanese developed it. Fake blood, real controversy, thanks to an unusual loophole in the strict rules of medical ethics. Hundreds of trauma patients in California, Texas, and a few other states will be taking a gamble when ambulances come to scoop them up after accidents or acts of violence. Without waiting to get consent, paramedics will inject a fake blood product into half of the eligible patients chosen to take part in the new study. The other half will get a routine treatment of transfusion with saline solution until they reach the hospital. For now, the artificial blood, known as polyhem, isn't approved for general use, but it will slip into the veins of arteries of unconscious patients who won't be able to say no. This sets the precedent. They're already taking people's organs that aren't organ donors, sir.
Yeah, they also designed another one quite a while back. I believe it is FDA approved. It was designed by the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, but look, the products may be good, they may be bad. The point is, you don't test unapproved experimental drugs on people when they don't give their consent.
Oh, exactly. And another thing I wanted to call about was about 3 years ago, I was down at the Democratic National Convention here in Los Angeles. I was one of the many people that got shot numerous times, similar to like the World Trade in Seattle and everything. They just approved a threat of settlement deal, $1.2 million for everybody that got shot.
And it's on video from Portland to L.A. to you name it, where they just opened fire on people peacefully standing there.
leave. They just shot him. Everybody was yelling, please don't shoot us. We're leaving.
Tell you what, I want to hear about this. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested six tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns,
truth hurts, but it hurts worse to stumble around in the dark and fall in these pits.
The ring of fire.
Yeah. When they first did this in 99, and we have the local news footage, the police, the amateur footage, the feds hired and trained publicly at a training center run by a socialist group in Oregon. 50 thugs, a little over 50, housed them, black ski masks, black uniforms, they matched the police. They burned trash cans, knocked out windows, attacked police. The police were ordered for a day to sit there and take it. The video cameras of the government and the media filmed it and said, look, they're doing nothing, what's wrong with them? Then the police suddenly, on day two, in their federally issued Darth Vader outfits, viciously attacked the peaceful protesters, the 50-plus thousand. The 50 hired thugs retired to a city building guarded by the police and were very well taken care of. And the police were mad, saying, why are we protecting them? Why are we being ordered to attack the peaceful people? A lot of cops got into it, and we had video of them savagely stomping all women, breaking bones, going into neighborhoods, attacking people in their neighborhoods. Just savage. And then they showed that footage to cops all over the country and said, we got to be tough. And so now it's like a training aid to really shoot us with real bullets and microwave guns and sound weapons. The rubber bullets are all just a training aid to blast out eyes and shoot people and bruise them. For real bullets in the future, and this is the IMF and World Bank planned, actually, like in Argentina, to have cops actually shoot people. So they're getting them used to pulling the triggers, used to you seeing images of this, so they can really kill us in the streets in the future. They're gearing up because they want to take everything we've got, implode the economy, take all your pension funds. They know you're going to riot, and at that point they're going to slaughter you en masse. You might want to reach out to the police and educate them now of how they're being part of this. So, and that's in my film, The Takeover, by the way, my second police state video. Real quick, Kevin, finish up with your comments about people begging, please don't shoot me. There was footage shot, this was even on local Fox News, not on national, in Portland 2 years ago when Bush came to town for a fundraiser. And it was about, I don't know, 6,000 protesters, all peaceful. They were herded into the protest zone. And the police are on video going, target the media, open fire. They open fire on all the news cameras, and then people were running with their babies, and the cops walked right over, sprayed them on video, right in the baby's face, and the father cried and begged, got on his knees, said, why, it's my baby. And he said, you shouldn't bring a baby to it. Bam! Punched him right in the face. Pure evil. Yes, we're totally evil. Yes, we're like the communist Chinese. And soon we'll be able to arrest you and put you in camps. And all the TV shows say torture's good. We're mass mutating your minds for pure evil. Yes. Yeah. That's the real spirit of it. So hell on earth is now upon you. They're prepared. We must stand against them. Kevin, tell us how they beg.
Please, please don't shoot me. Oh, please, please.
And rap. Now, explain that to people.
Oh, yeah, there was, I saw kids probably 12 years old. They ran up and sprayed them with tear gas. They weren't doing anything. People were starting to walk the other way, trying to leave, and then all of a sudden they came out of a corner, just started opening fire.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. This is admitted. They have police block all the exits. See, it's not about making you disperse. It's about herding you. Like, well, until the Hun would swarm around and get you all in one mass and then just firing and beating and stomping. And of course, in Miami, they got in trouble because they hurt a federal judge. They marched a bunch of union officials down an alley and then said, you shouldn't be here. Started beating them real hard. Hey, the SA did it in Germany. This is how you seize control. You didn't know this is how you seize control, Kevin?
Yeah. They try to blame it on the little anarchists. There's, you know, a group of about 20, 15 to 20-year-olds.
Let me ask you a question. Did they magically get left alone?
Well, they were actually gone by the time all that started.
So, again, in California, it was the same MO as in other areas. They cuss and yell for the cameras, display themselves, kick over a trash can, knock out a window, then they disappear, and then suddenly the queue comes and the men in black run in?
I think how they explain it was they threw an empty plastic water bottle over the fence at the officers.
See? See?
Very violent, you know.
But see, they're always, they know how to pull out right at the right time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then they turned off all the sound system for everybody that was on stage, turned off the lights, said, you have 15 minutes to leave. Anybody left will be arrested.
Hey, have you seen the takeover where the police admit they hired these thugs?
Was that part two?
Yeah.
I've seen most of your videos.
Well, you need to see the takeover.
Yeah.
The first 35 minutes is the police admittedly, the Delta Force. This is from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, a major paper. Then we show a video of it. The Delta Force commanding the 50 hired thugs.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
But think about it. You hire 50 thugs, in your case 20. They break something, act dumb, they disappear, and then suddenly they attack everyone mercilessly.
Oh, yeah.
But in Portland, they didn't even do that. In Miami, they didn't even do that. They marched union heads down streets, beat them, attacked judges, AP reporters. I mean, they would march you down an alley with no cameras and then go, now you're going to pay. Bam! Yeah! That'll show you, old World War II vet. Get out on the ground. Yeah! Take it. Take it. This is America. We run things for the banks now and you're our slaves. Get down there on the ground. I'm going to bash your brains in. That's how they talk, too. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
I want people to know the spirit of what we're fighting because that's it. We love you. We wear a black mask. And we beat you. So we love you. So that's what we're facing. Hope you're, hope I got your attention, because that's what it's like. We stopped them here in Austin. There were about 500 people against the, or 600 or so against the it was the World Economic Fortune 500. This is about 4 years ago. I even got this on video. I got to put it in a film. It's been on local TV. And we're all there at the Capitol preparing for the march, liberals, conservatives, whatever, and there's like 10 anarchists this time, and one of them walks over and says, "I'm going to kill you," to me. And I said, I said, "You see those FBI up on that building videoing us? Are those your bosses?" He goes, "Yes, they are, and it's almost our time, and when it is, I'm going to kill you." And he was just sitting there going, "Hey, hey, hey, you're a communist, aren't you?" "That's right, I am." Literally, and he was just like that, and I go, "Well, And then he goes over and confers with these two huge guys with huge muscles wearing black masks. I knew they were cops, you know, dressed up like anarchists. And suddenly they come over and start shoving people, trying to start a fight. Because in the melee, the little demon could run up and do something to me. And I went, "Ladies and gentlemen, media, we've got police provocateur, and get cameras on them now." And I run over and I go, "You are a police officer or FBI. You announce yourself now." And then all of a sudden, 50-plus cops run across the street and go, "Back off, Jones, back off. These are our men." And so they leave the crowd, and then two more get inserted. And the whole time I'm battling with them, stopping them from provocateuring. Meanwhile, the little anarchist is going, "I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, boy." And he'd bump into me. "You hear me? I'm going to kill you. We're going to kill you real soon." Just working with the police. You get how I'm so sick of you criminals. How you deal the drugs and ruin our families and all the garbage you're going to pay. You hear me? So sick of you criminals destroying our First Amendment. All right, go ahead. Play the first clip of the puppet. Last year at the press conference, skipping a reporter saying this is scripted, then we'll go to the all-out admission from last night. Hit the first clip.
The risk that somehow that inaction will make the world safer is a risk I'm not willing to take for the American people. You'll be there in a minute. King, John King. This is a scripted.
Thank you, Mr. President.
This is scripted.
In the last campaign, you were asked a question.
Stop it right there.
The biggest mistake.
Stop first, because I want to announce them. Now, this is last night, and the reporter asked a question, "What was your biggest mistake?" And he says, "Hey, you didn't give this to me in writing beforehand." Go ahead and play it.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the last campaign, you were asked a question about the biggest mistake you'd made in your life, and you used to like to joke that it was trading Sammy Sosa. You've looked back before 9/11 for what mistakes might have been made after 9/11. What would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned from it?
I wish you'd have given me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it. John, I'm sure historians will look back and say, "Gosh, you could have done it better this way or that way." I'm sure something will pop into my head here in the midst of this press conference, all the pressure of trying to come up with an answer, but it hadn't yet. I would have gone into Afghanistan the way we went into Afghanistan. Even though what I know today about the stockpiles of weapons, I still would have called upon the world to deal with Saddam Hussein. See, I happen to believe that we'll find out the truth on the weapons. That's why we sent up the independent commission. I look forward to hearing the truth as exactly where they are. They could still be there. They could be hidden like the 50 tons of mustard gas in a turkey farm. One of the things that Charlie Dulford talked about was that he was surprised at the level of intimidation he found amongst people who should know about weapons and their fear of talking about them because they don't want to be killed. You know, there's a terror still in the soul of some of the people in Iraq that they're worried about getting killed, and therefore they're not going to talk. But it'll all settle out. John will find out the truth about the weapons at some point in time. However, the fact that he had the capacity to make them bothers me today, just like it would have bothered me then. He's a dangerous man. He's a man who actually not only had weapons of mass destruction. The reason I can say that was certainly is because he used them.
Your business partner.
And I have no doubt in my mind that he would like to have inflicted harm or paid people to inflict harm or trained people to inflict harm on America because he hated us. I don't want to sound like I've made no mistakes. I'm confident I have. I just haven't just put me under the spot here, and maybe I'm not quick on my feet as I should be in coming up with one.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Let's go ahead and start it over again. Just play the first part, and I'll tell you when to stop. I just want to play it where he goes, well, you didn't give me this as a written question beforehand. Go ahead and hit that again for us.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the last campaign, you were asked a question about the biggest mistake you'd made in your life, and you used to like to joke that it was trading Sammy Sosa. You've looked back before 9/11 for what mistakes might have been made after 9/11. What would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned from it?
Hmm. I wish you'd have given me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it. John, I'm sure historians will look back and say, gosh, you could have done it better this way or that way. I'm sure something will pop in my head here in the midst of this press conference, all the pressure of trying to come up with an answer, but it hadn't yet.
Okay. Now, go back to the first clip. This is last year when he skips report and says, hey, this is scripted. Let's go ahead and play that clip again.
The risk that somehow that inaction will make the world safer is a risk I'm not willing to take for the American people. You'll be there in a minute. King, John King. This is a scripted.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, so there you go. By the way, at that time, some of the reporters had complained that the press conferences were scripted. So in your free country, they're scripted. And earlier, I went into some of my hysterics about how the police behave at these things. Imagine, I just try to go down to videotape a protest against the Fortune 500 meeting in Austin. And we're standing there at the Capitol getting ready for the protest. And I have the little, probably 10 of the anarchists. There were some others that think they're anarchists but aren't part of the federal group. And one walks over and threatens to kill me. Says, we're going to kill you sometime when you don't expect it. He actually said that. And then there's a cop up on top of the building, a guy in a suit, obvious FBI, videotaping everybody. And I go, so you're with him, you're with... He goes, yeah, we are. And then he goes over and confers with the two cops. You could tell they were cops. I mean, these guys had arms the size of tree trunks and black ski masks, 6'3" each. And I go over and they start shoving people trying to start stuff. And I run over and go, these are cops. They're trying to provocateur, and the news cameras run over, and literally 50 cops come running across the street, across 11th, towards the Capitol facade, going, back off, Jones! Back off! And then they pulled those two out and inserted two more. I mean, it's a joke, people! The whole time I've got a little anarchist bumping into me, threatening me. He's working for his bosses. That jerk probably gets $3,000 a month going around doing this stuff. We looked at pay of some of the other type of folks. They're usually listed as informants, and they're actual provocateurs. I mean, that's your freedom, so they can then go attack people with baby carriages. And we stopped them in Austin just because I knew what was going on, because we had just gotten the footage out of Seattle. I just don't know anymore. It's just so bad. It's so horrible what we're facing. And to see video of them shooting women with children and baiting them and bumping them with armored vehicles and just attacking people, we're in a lot of trouble. And I'd ask the police to look in your hearts. You know what I'm saying is true, and to stop being part of this. Just, please, you've got to have a bigger brain than this. I mean, look at this article. Is it? I told you this, okay? And now it's in the news. Sun Sentinel, big paper in Florida. Chip implanted in cop's hand would allow officer to fire a gun. There's a national move to make police officers take microchips in their hands and citizens to be able to own guns. And then it talks about the government involved at least making you have biometric guns. You have to turn in your other guns. I told you. We had the Applied Digital people on a few weeks ago going, oh, yeah, global ID. Everybody to have a gun will have to have it. The police will have to have it. And then here it is in the news. FDA approves human brain implant device, and this is comments by my wife who wrote the intro of this and did the research, and then we have the AP article posted under it. As usual, a seemingly innocuous, even meritable excuse is presented for the development of a frightening technology with horrific implications. You may remember the August 2003 Boston Globe story, Defense Department funding brain machine work. In the writer states, it does not take much imagination to see in this the makings of a Matrix-like cyberpunk dystopia. chips that impose false memories, machines that scan for wayward thoughts. NASA already put that in 2 years ago in airports. Cognitively augmented government security forces that impose a ruthless order on a recalcitrant population. Click here to read the entire article. DARPA talks about mind control towers controlling our minds. By the way, they already have that patented. They're going to put those in on the cell towers. That's the Boston Globe, by the way. Obviously, the DARPA technology discussed in the Boston Globe and in today's AP article are related, if not the same, and the research and development is linked. In fact, a cursory investigation into the company developing the technology discussed in the AP article below, Cyber Technic Incorporated, reveals that their chief scientific officer, John P. Donahue, Ph.D., has performed over 20 years of NIH, NSF, DARPA, and privately funded research on the brain-computer interfaces. Associated Press article, FDA approves human brain implant devices. And then it goes into how we all need a microchip in our brain, and we have the DARPA documents where they call for putting chips in all of our brains. And, oh my goodness, this is incredibly, it just goes on and on. Totally incredible. We'll be right back. Just stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of 2 for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
They'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central during the day. I have some big guests coming up the next 2 days. Oh, yes, I'll tell you about them once they're on the air with us. Talking to your car, becoming natural, BBC, total satellite tracking. Car chat, where the car tells you what to do and reports on you. It's all wonderful. The Intelligencer reporting, local Marines planning drill. and it says they're going to be practicing a takeover of the town. While Moundsville residents may think they're under attack Saturday morning, representatives of Company K, 3rd Battalion, 25th Marine Regiment, are advising residents not to panic. It's just a drill. They'll be doing a drill of the takeover of the town. They've been doing this everywhere. And again, implanted microchip would allow only police officers to fire their guns. They want all the police to take chips. It's the Associated Press. Just, there's a bunch of articles. Applied Digital working on smart gun. Robots may fight for the Army. Wired News. Lightweight, super strong robots will lead human soldiers into battle within 10 years. They already have them. At least according to iRobot, the robots called small unmanned ground vehicles, or SUGVs, will direct the presence of chemical biological weapons, identify targets for artillery and infantrymen, and ferret out snipers hiding inside urban buildings. Today, humans mainly perform these tasks, often becoming the first casualties. So, this will allow small groups of globalists with hunter-killer robots to just have a few thousand controllers of an entire system, and then take out even having the military refuse to fire on American citizens. Chinese police set up surveillance on dissidents ahead of Cheney visit. Cheney's going to give them nuke reactors. They really love him. So very, very serious there. And it's just so much news here, folks, that we're facing. Criminals to face shock treatment in Scotland. Scottish police are poised to introduce taser guns within months after trials of conventional weapons proved a massive success. Police officers trained to use firearms will be issued with a new weapon to use, an alternative to live ammunition, in an effort to reduce the chances of incidents such as shooting the wrong person. And it just goes into new, more high-powered 500,000-volt current to the body and target the person, delivering a brief paralyzing shock, which so they're newer and stronger stun guns. But the problem is this is so they can zap more of us and get away with it. Nonviolent people. Rio de Janeiro seeks paratroopers, Marines to fight gangs. Same thing's happening here. This is from Bloomberg News, all part of putting troops on the streets worldwide. Rio de Janeiro is going to build a huge wall around their city because about half their population is homeless, and they're going to have their troops occupy the slums. All part of the new wondrous global economy. I'm out of time here, my friends. Please don't wait any longer. Get my videos. Get all 10 of them if you can afford it. Give them to public officials, opinion makers, talk show hosts in your area. Put them on Access TV. Start informing people. 90% of those that see the videos are waking up, whether it's America Destroyed by Design, America Wake Up or Waco, Police State 2000, Police State 2 the Takeover, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Matrix of Evil, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. All these are great films, excellent films, professionally produced. Of course, I've written 9/11 Descent into Tyranny. It's only $12. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, is $19.95. It's an incredible book. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order via our secure online shopping cart and fight this wickedness. Information is our most powerful weapon. You can call toll free to get the videos at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, 888-253-3139. Be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, as I said. Be sure and join us. The shortwave frequency at night is 3210, all 3 hours. Again, get out there and take on the New World Order.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter.
fibers. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.